greetings from Podcastville. I totally did not steal that from Uncle Joey's Joints. By the way, you should check him out. He's hilarious. I've been addicted to him. Anyways, welcome to my podcast. We are back here at the Budcast. And today, I'm in Lake George with a friend of mine named Mike.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Mike.
Okay, I just said that. Whatever. Anyways, we are here in Lake George, New York. If you guys didn't know, if you go all the way up Lake George, it leads to Vermont, but you don't actually go in it. It's weird. Have you ever been to Vermont?
Yes. I've skied there.
Oh, I want to do snowboarding so bad. But anyways, one thing I am worried about being here is the COVID spike, knowing there's a new Delta variant. They say the Delta variant's like the flu or whatever, and how stupid it is. Like, I believe it's stupid. You shouldn't wear a mask, even though we have to go back to school like that. Yeah, no, you gotta wear a mask, whatever. But, the new Delta variant, I really don't care for, but, like, I'm afraid I'm gonna go home with COVID, and then I'm gonna have work, soccer, all coming up and crap. I'm gonna miss scrimmage the game, but, yeah. What do you think about the COVID and stuff? Thinking about getting COVID here. Do you think you'll get it?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I haven't got it yet.
Yeah, didn't your brother?
My brother got it. I was by him. I never got it, so I'm... My immune system is on steroids.
That's weird. That's what happened to me. So, my brother had COVID, and he came home because he got it from a Halloween party because he's an idiot. But he also took my mask. I don't know what he did with that, and I missed that mask. But he took my mask, whatever. Stuff happened. And so, what happened was he came home. He said he had COVID. And he literally coughed on me. He coughed in my room for, like, 5 minutes. And I didn't. I may have had it with no symptoms, but I didn't get it. So my mom wants me to get blood work to see if I had antibodies or not. Even if I do, they're probably gone, hopefully. But another thing I realized about it is that it's so weird how it works, especially with your immune system. It's like people come through and it's like they're coughing you and some people won't get it. Like, it's weird. And another thing I think retards, sorry for my language, I don't care if I say that or not, idiots realize that if you wear a face shield, they come from the bottom or the sides. But even then, with a face shield, not even that, like a regular old mask. With a regular old mask, it could be like a... What's it? Yes. I fractured it.
Just today?
No. A couple days ago. Or weeks. Yeah. But, what was I talking about?
Talking about the Delta variant.
No, I was talking about something. Oh! Well, since I forgot what I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about my arm. So, a couple weeks ago, it's weird how you can break your arm. I actually heard this from a friend. So, Anthony, who's Mike's brother here, his older brother. So, it was weird. It was, I was playing basketball with him, and I had crap, what did you call them? Fake Yeezys?
Yeah.
Fake, yeah, rip-off Yeezys. They're actually, supposed to be... Yazzies, new brand. No, but they were actually supposed to be running breathable shoes. The shoes that cause shin splints, which are the most painful thing ever. It's pretty painful, but
I remember how it happened. Ant took your phone, you chased him after it, and then you slipped, and then you slammed right
into
your arm.
How does it look? Like, jumpable?
It was like a... So he took my phone, and he turned, and he did like a sharp turn, and he had basketball shoes on. I didn't, because my shoes are basically a smooth bottom. So when I turned, I fell... I don't remember exactly how I fell, because I also hurt my wrist, so I might have, like, I definitely hyperextended my wrist, but my arm, my elbow, I think the doctors think I fractured it. I don't think they were looking at my x-rays, because they didn't look fractured or hurt or anything, but I might have. They said there was liquid in there, so I'm going to have to get, a CAT scan. I'm going to have to ask your dad that when we leave, what's better for my elbow, CAT scan or MR, so they can look at it, but I think he said CAT scan to look at my elbow. So, yeah, that's painful, but, they said there's fluid. If you guys don't know, they take fluid, so they numb your arm up, which I don't want to get a freaking IV, because I'm terrified of needles. Then they insert the thing, and then they suck it out, for those of you who don't know, with, like, a huge thing. It's weird, but you don't feel the pain. It just feels like a weird suction. And then, my friend, though, he, broke one elbow and then fractured the other, and it was pretty bad. He had, like, a double arm sling, like the one I'm in. I hate it. It gives me a neck rash. You ever broke a bone?
But I've hyperextended my thumb once.
Bent it too far back?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how I did it, but I remember I freaking, I think I hit it on something. Yeah, and then it just went back. I'm pretty sure the tip of my thumb touched my,
So. What, like, touched the back of here by your wrist?
Yeah. I think that's what it did. And then, I remember wearing the splint and stuff, and I'm an idiot because like I played gift. I played
video Oh, games you're trying to play.
I use my.
That's what I'm doing, bro. I'm out here playing on the stupid thing, playing King of the Hill. I fall and I fall on it. It hurts like hell.
Yeah, I played a mashing game with it, and I just used my index finger.
Oh, it was definitely Mortal Kombat then.
No, it was another like Dragon Ball game.
Of course, anime games. Don't care. Anyways, I don't care about the game, but. A couple of actually shin splints, back to that was painful. I remember it was the same shoes that I slipped and hurt my elbow. I would run in track with them on because I didn't use track spots and spikes, and I was running, and one day I was like, oh, this hurts to walk, so I was like, whatever. Then the next day it was even worse. Like, I took my socks and shoes off. I was walking on the track with my tippy toes. I was like, oh, what is this? So I went to my coach, who was like, go see the trainer. I was like, okay, I go there. She's like, you got shin splints. And Ryan, my friend Ryan, was with me. He's like, oh, he gave me like this disgusting look. Like, he's like, ah. Oh. I was like, what's that? You know what shin splints are, Mike?
No,
so I'll explain it. But shin splints are basically when you're running too hard and the bone or the muscle of the shin detaches or becomes little spikes, basically. I think that's correct. I might be spreading fake news. Don't Google. Yeah, and it hurts like hell to walk or even run. I had them for about the majority of the track season, even. Yeah, that was painful. But yeah, it hurt like hell for a while. But you can do stuff. Like, once you're running, it doesn't hurt. But right after, it's like, oh, you can't walk.
I'm wondering how I haven't gotten that yet.
Nah, you'd have to do, like, seriously. Like, if you did track, it's mainly track and soccer or basketball is where I've seen them mainly get it. But mainly track and basketball, I've seen them the most. It's painful. You'll know when you get it. Or like the inside of your leg or shin right here, the bone, the tendon, whatever you want to call it. Another time, this was probably one of my worst physical injuries. Like, I don't count them actual injuries unless I'm bleeding or the bone's broken, which could happen because I don't know if my elbow's broken. Like, the worst that I had internally was probably my shin splints, besides my elbow, because I haven't bent them for 2 weeks. But if it lasts over 3 months, then yeah, it's worse than shin splints. So yeah, shin splints are bad. But, we're not going to talk about that, okay? We're not going to talk about that.
What?
Voice crack, okay? Listen, guys, if you care about voice cracks, leave the podcast. But, So, I don't count actual injuries unless you're bleeding or the bone's broken or, like, a black eye or something. Like, I have cut myself so many times, especially on my legs. This one time I was at a pool. So, imagine this, guys. You're at a pool and there's a gate in front of you. Sort of like a gate that's leveled up to go into the back deck of a pool. And there's a milk crate, and you decide to put your right foot on it, barefoot, by the way, in a disgusting backyard so you don't get ticks. You pull yourself up, but as you're doing it, you feel your right foot go through. I still have the scars on my legs. I had 5 cuts on my from a stupid plastic milk crate, 5 cuts on my legs. It was painful. It hurt. I swam through the pool with it. It hurt even more. But, yeah, I still have the scars today. Another time, actually, me and my friends were playing Manhunt, and my idiot friend Nico was running next to me, and he stepped on my shoelace, and it was tied, so I don't know how it worked, but it was tied, and I basically went flying 10 feet on the concrete ground, and I got the scar should still be here on my side, and I also cut up my elbow and face a little bit. You ever do something like that? Like, bleed like crazy?
I mean, one time when I was trying to open up a freaking... This was at the Outer Banks. I was trying to open up what the hell is it called? It was like a glass bottle of an old glass bottle of Coca-Cola. So they gave me this can opener, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still have the scar. I was trying to open it. I cut my fucking finger.
Is that the scar right there?
Sorry for my language. Yeah, I cut my finger open, and it was bleeding a lot.
Ugh.
And it didn't hurt. It stung, but that was really it. I mean, I ran to the bathroom because I didn't want to look like an idiot. Tried to wash it off, and, blood kept coming. So, I was like, hey, Ma.
This ain't right.
Ma, my finger ain't stopping. It ain't stopping. Nothing. This is not supposed to be happening. There is a very...
This is a very difficult situation.
Yes. Mother, I am bleeding at an external rate that I should not be, so I would need medical attention. So,
Did you get stitches?
No.
No? Okay.
She bandaged me up. Didn't put peroxide on it. So,
Dude, I cut myself, I had, this old fishing knife my dad gave me. And I went to go pull it out, and I was playing around with it. I was being stupid, and I cut my the top of my finger. I think it was this one. I don't know if you still see the scar, but it was it was this one. I cut the top of my right pointer finger, and it stung like I'm telling you guys. When you cut yourself with a knife, it doesn't hurt. It does not hurt when it comes to like, oh, I'm bleeding. It's like it's not like boom, boom, boom. Like it's internal. It stings like crazy. At least my experience. It stings. It hurts. It burns. It feels weird, and you just gotta. I was wiping my like shaking my finger, sucking on it a little bit to make sure it doesn't hurt. I was like, ah, it hurt pretty bad. There's also a. I've hurt myself sometimes. There was another time with a. Whatchamacallit? My nose. I remember. I literally would not. I would got. I had a nosebleed for like 10 minutes. I was like, I swear, if this doesn't go away, like I thought I was gonna die. I felt lightheaded. I was like, I think I'm gonna die, and I ended up being fine. I just bruised something apparently, but I don't think I've ever. I've seen like people break their nose. If you guys didn't know, you could die like a direct blow on the nose, which is why I'm like very careful. And like if you were to hit someone here at the tip of your nose here, it would hurt. It might break it. But if you were to hit someone perfect right here. There's two bones in your nose that go up, and if you were to hit someone hard enough, it can shoot up into your brain and literally kill you instantly. It was why when I fall, I usually like do something like this, where I'll try to save myself, depending what it is. That's why I'm very careful when it comes to like getting hit, especially that boxing match. Thankfully, Mikey only went for hooks and not a jab or straight on hits. I was like, well. Thankfully, I didn't break my nose. Right, I've seen someone break a nose with a soccer ball. They went to go ahead and like bent their nose a little bit. It was disgusting. Yeah, it was pretty bad though. Another thing I did was my nail fell off recently, a couple weeks ago. It was the same nail. So why do I was in a I want to say kindergarten. Yeah, kindergarten. I was on a scooter, kindergarten, first grade, give or take, it's probably kindergarten. I was on a scooter at Schroller Park, a place near my town where I live in Keyport. But then I was riding my scooter, and the thing on the scooter, you guys know Razor scooters, they have a little thing about that goes out about like half an inch. The thing went through in between my nail and my pinky, so it cut it clean off. And then another time, whatchamacallit, this was more recently, about a couple months ago. I was closing the door, and I didn't look, and the door slammed on my pinky.
Did you really just try to swat a wasp with your phone case?
Why? Guys, there's this kid, AJ. He just killed a wasp by using his phone case. I don't know why or...
Cause you just broke your phone case!
That brings more, dude. It leaves a scent that brings more wasps. Are you dumb? It's on your phone case now.
It is.
Guys, don't Google this. I don't know how it works. Yeah.
I don't see it.
Because it's a scent. You can't see it.
You
smells.
Just broke your phone case.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait for your mom to rip at you for that.
How did I break it?
The back thing pops out. It doesn't lock in anymore.
Yeah,
I guess.
It's been
I don't
like
know.
That.
Whatever. Guys, this is AJ. Welcome to my podcast. He just pulled up for some reason. How far are we into this podcast? We are 13 minutes in. I'm trying to make this at least 20 minutes. So we got 7 minutes of filler to do. All killer, no filler. Maybe. You did karate?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a Cobra Kai sweatshirt.
No. I was about to say. You got that covered up. About to say, AJ's about to do kung fu. Yeah, Morgan kung fu. It's a cool sweatshirt, though.
Yeah.
Oh, there's his dad looking down at us. I wonder if he's going to join our podcast. No, if he joined our podcast, it would be like Joe Rogan. Be a very interesting podcast. If you guys don't know, Joe Rogan, very funny podcast. I don't know why I'm saying that. You guys should know him. Especially him and Joey Diaz and Tom Segura. Some of the best people ever. If you guys don't know who Tom Segura is, he's a comedian. Joe Rogan's a UFC commentator, also a comedian, and so is Joey Diaz. He's also a comedian. I don't know if he does anything on the side. He might be an actor for all the soap operas and crap he does. When you look at their podcasts, they're like two, three hours, but those are like really good. Like they sit there for hours just talking. Like how does someone sit there for 3 hours and just talk? Just talk. Like, I get word. Like I could do it like max an hour, but like they do it for like 3 hours straight. Sometimes they don't even use the bathroom and just go. It's weird.
I mean, think of it like this. You're 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, think of them. They've, like...
They've been through shit.
Yeah, they've, like, 60 or something. I don't know how old they are.
They're, like, 40, 50.
Yeah.
Maybe, 40, I don't know. 50.
Bro, my dad sits there for, like, 2 hours straight telling me a story. A single story. 2 hours long.
I think he actually and might be coming over.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Tell the story.
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was something.
Bruh. I remember I sat for, like, 5 hours straight. I was afraid... I read this thing where you could, like, get rashes if you stayed in bed for, like, longer than 5 hours, but,
No, it's, like, a couple months.
I don't know. You ever see, like, that thing where, like, I thought it was fake. It was on Family Guy where, like, Peter's skin infused with,
It infused with the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember looking that up thinking it was fake, and I was like, oh, my God, this is real. This is real. AJ, I think he's wearing your hat.
No,
this is real. I was like, this is real? Are you kidding me? Like, your skin can get infused with the couch.
Because your skin builds up moisture under it, and then it starts...
The couch, like, the skin starts to attach to your skin. Yeah. It's weird. Like, what? That's so weird. What's up, girls? We're doing my podcast. Do you want to join?
Fuck you.
This is going on Spotify.
Fuck you and even hotter.
What do you mean? This is my podcast. It's going on for
60
minutes.
I don't know what
minutes.
That means.
It's
Joe Rogan. So basically you sit there and just talk for like 3 hours.
All right.
But this only goes on for an hour.
So is he recording?
No, yeah, this is live.
You listening to someone?
No. I'm the one talking and then I'm going to post it somewhere.
Oh. So at what age did all of you realize you were all gay? Luke, how old?
I'm not gay.
Well, you have gay tendencies.
Not what?
Well, you know.
That's your son there, or him.
I saw you humping someone last night. We already know AJ's gay.
I'm not gay.
So that's all right, man. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be gay.
AJ, it's okay. It's 2021.
Right, man.
It's almost 2022. You know,
I'm not gay.
Luke wears a dress every once in a while.
What? Right. I wear a suit and tie.
I see you in your window.
No, you don't. You live across town from me.
Luke, didn't you walk into a...
McDonald's with a suit and tie, yeah. That was fun.
Gotta get the McChicken.
When you eat your five food groups... White bread with toast. I mean, toasted white bread with butter.
It doesn't matter what bread
pasta
is.
Pasta with butter. Then you eat Trix.
Chips. No, cereal. It's pretty much any cereal.
And hot dogs. See, most people put a hot dog on a bun, not Luke. Luke takes the hot dog and holds it in his hand like a penis. And he fucking chomps on that shit. So even then is a little bit of homosexual tendency.
No, it's not. What do you mean? I don't think I'm able to post this now. No one I know knows about it, so that's good.
And then you have Michael, who's got three fucking girls after him.
That's a lie.
No. One just left him a new note. One girl is in love with him. I'll leave their names out.
I think I know one of them. Wait, hold on.
And they have another one that was in love with him.
No.
All right, okay.
There was another girl.
I don't think she remembers me.
But she was crazy.
What?
Who's that?
Aunt. Oh.
What's that?
Fishing.
What?
A bop.
He doesn't want to walk through town?
I want to walk through town.
I wanna.
Well, he's the only one. Tell him. They all want to go.
I want to go. I gotta buy some stuff there.
I don't want to go.
Bro,
you
want to
stay?
Unless
Dog.
I can get a hat.
He says he can stay with AJ.
I can take you to a shop where they sell hats. It was amazing. I went to this one store. You know that Trump store you showed him? Me and Anthony found one down the street. It was amazing.
The whole place is like that.
Yeah, this is Trumpinator. I found like 5 or 6 stores of that there.
Maybe I'll go if I can get a fitted.
Yeah, you can. There's like cool sweats.
Is this thing still recording?
Oh, yeah, it records. Up to an end.
Oh, good. For all of you morons that are listening that voted for fucking Biden, you dipshit motherfuckers. Thanks to you, I spent $70 to fill my fucking tank.
Are you assholes serious?
Because of this fucking pussy that he is shuts the fucking pipe down and all the investors got scared and they fucking doubled the price, you jackasses.
New Jackass movie, by the way. Jackass Forever.
For the record, only about 40 million people voted for that bastard. The other fucking 40 was simulated by computer.
Dead people voted.
85 million people voted for Trump.
Nah, Hillary would... Actually, no. Yeah, Hillary would vote for Biden.
Because he'd be able to figure it out.
You guys don't realize, honestly, the last five elections, all, you know, the last five presidencies.
Who was Obama?
No, it doesn't matter who it is. No more than 129 million people voted. The least amount was 121.
Mm-hmm.
121 to 129 was the most number of people in this country that voted. Do you know how many fucking people voted this time for a man that didn't even campaign, who's fucking 2 years away from 70, and he's a pedophile?
According to them, he's 80.
I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong? 70. It was almost 160 fucking million people. So 30...
Voted just for him?
In general. So 30 million people out of nowhere came out and voted. That's a crock of shit. You mean to tell me that this piece of shit Biden did better in the polls than the almighty Hillary? Come on, man. Hillary, if you're listening, he makes you look like a piece of shit. You're gonna let him stand for that? Whack him like you did everybody else.
I actually saw a video of, like, it was this guy, you know, the Capitol building raid. There was a guy who was like, guys, there's a bunch of politics, Republicans, Democrats here. And, like, the guy stops talking, he, like, looks over, he's like, the Clintons are here. That was one of the funnier scenes of the entire thing. That Capitol building thing was so stupid. Who organized that? Was that Trump himself?
No, it wasn't Trump. That was Biden supporters dressed like Trump supporters.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, man.
I've seen so. Like, people who dress
What's
up and
the
make
best
look
way
bad.
To make Trump and his supporters look bad? Dress like them. It's real easy. Put a fucking shirt on. Look like you're a fucking have a buffalo on your head.
Yeah.
And let's go. And in fact, if you notice the timing of those videos, the video were hours
before
everybody
thing,
showed
yeah.
up, which means security let them in.
Oh,
if
wow.
security's not in on it, I don't know who to do it. This
Inside
is the most
job.
Corrupt fucking shit. The most corrupt shit I've ever seen in my fucking 50 years of living.
Aren't you, if you try to storm, like, a political building, won't
you
should
be
shot
arrested.
Dead?
You're supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to
it
be
depends.
There was, and I saw this on in the nursing home on CNN they had on. These motherfuckers were sitting there, and they were sitting there going, you know, we got to go. They're starting to come. We got to go. They're starting to come means the Trump supporters are showing up. We got to get out of here. Which means they were there way before they showed up, man. It's all this whole big thing is a lie.
Isn't CNN like the most like
Biden? The most
liberal
thing.
Yeah.
Liberal.
I remember I saw like this.
All you hear on CNN is, get the vaccine.
Yeah, get the vaccine. The new Delta variant.
You know what's
variant.
Funny?
And then you have all these randoms coming on talking about how Trump is bad.
Yeah.
They don't even
you know what's funny?
Facts.
On fifth grade, they showed They actually, you know, did something for the elections. They were showing a CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as like a little morning thing. And I'm just like, isn't CNN just looking,
fake, yeah.
Yeah, basically fake news.
It's like the New York Times, mm-hmm. bunch of liberals. There was we used to do this. Actually, no, I remember we used to do this thing. Who would quote unquote win the president? It was like, who was it? Who ran against Trump? It was Hillary, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember we looked at this thing. Who's gonna win the election? Who are you gonna vote for in like fourth, fifth
Holy
grade?
Holy crap! When bro, when
I remember
when
we did this
happened,
and Trump won. And I remember saying to my teacher, "I'm gonna vote for Trump just to see he fails." I mean, I was fourth grade. What are you gonna do? It was something else.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? He won. But, that was pretty whack, though.
What?
Like, all those, especially, like, CNN and New York Times and stuff, they're whack.
Yeah, all they talk
like,
about.
They voted for a guy who has a stutter, fell down. He's 2 inches, what is it? How old is he? 76? 78. 78?
No, wait, he's about to hit 70, so 68.
No, he's not about to hit, he's about to hit 80. So 76.
Let's go.
Alright guys, unfortunately we have ran out of time for this podcast. If you want to check me out on YouTube, Ace of Spades 1727. Otherwise, this is AJ, Mike, and his dad who walked away from us. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks for enjoying.